Isaiah 26. Thank God for His goodness and His mercy and His grace. Praise God we have the opportunity to be in church tonight. We should never take that for granted. We have the privilege, the opportunity, and the freedom to come to church tonight. Thank God for that. Thank God for saving me. In 4 days, I will have been saved 17 years. And thank God for that. Thank you for putting up with me that long. And I've often said my wife is the reason that everybody puts up with me, and Brother Tim will give a hearty amen to that. And anyway, I'll thank God for saving me and for His love and mercy and grace. If you would please stand as we read one verse in Isaiah 26. We'll read verse 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Thank you. You may be seated. Peace defined is an undisturbed state of mind. It's a calm. It means quiet. You know, everybody wants peace. I think everybody would like to have peace. We hear lots of talk about world peace, and will Israel ever have peace, and so forth and so on. There are many talks about peace and in different aspects, but you know, I believe everybody wants to have peace. Everybody has their own idea about what peace is. You may say, well, peace for me would, I don't know, maybe you've said this, would be just a day or two away from my children or from my husband or I don't know. Some of you, everybody has a different idea about what peace is. A few days alone, you know, out in the wilderness, just looking at God's beauty, you know, and that's a peaceful setting. And everybody has their own idea about where peace comes from. And just reading some quotes about peace, man, peace comes from everywhere, it seems like, you know. But one that stuck out in my mind, and I don't want to get in the habit of quoting Buddha, but Buddha says peace comes from within. But the Bible tells us, I believe, and we're going to look at this, that true peace comes from God. And I got to thinking about before I got saved, when the pastor would give an invitation, you know, he'd say, all those that are saved, you know, raise your hand. And I'd raise my hand. And then the next time he'd give an invitation, he says, if all those who need to be saved, raise your hand, I'd raise my hand. I didn't have that peace in my heart, something I just could not figure out. I'd raise my hand for this and that, and I didn't know. All I knew was I needed something, and what it was I needed peace. I remember when Bryn got saved, and she was giving her testimony over here, and she was talking about, and this just stuck out to me, and the fact that she said, you know, she's been playing the, I can't say it exactly how she said it, but basically she says, now I have peace. Amen. I've been playing this charade, and now I have peace. And I believe there were several others that got saved that night because there was people in the pew saying, you know what, I don't have that peace in my heart. There's a lot to be said about the peace of God. Isn't it sweet to know that God's peace is in our heart, and we can just lay our head. I'm getting ahead of myself, but there's a lot to be said about the peace of God that rules in our hearts. And my challenge tonight is twofold. First of all, for those who are unsaved, to have peace, I want you to know you must be saved. And also for those of us who are saved, that you understand that you must have the peace of God ruling in your heart. Some commands about peace. First of all, I want to give some commands about peace, and I want to cut this part short. I've got several verses, and the Bible talks about living peaceably with all men. Romans 12:18. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Romans 14:19. Let us therefore follow after things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. You see, God is the God of peace. And if we're going to live in peace, we must have the God of peace living inside of us. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 teaches us that the fruit of the Spirit is peace. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 says that the peace of God should rule our hearts. But this is where I want to get to, is the characteristics of peace. God's peace is, first of all, God's peace is perfect. You know, there are some false prophets that Satan has put into place whose job it is to instill fear into people. Let's turn over to 2 Chronicles chapter 32. 2 Chronicles 32. Now here in 2 Chronicles chapters 29, 30, 31, and 32, we see a man by the name of Hezekiah coming on the scene, and there's a great revival for the people of God. And they're beginning to rebuild the city, and they're beginning to cleanse themselves in the temple and so forth. And as they're doing this, Sennacherib comes in and he besieges the city. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 16, it says, "And his servants spake yet more against the Lord God." Now, this is Sennacherib and his men, "and against his servant Hezekiah. He wrote also letters to rail on the Lord God of Israel, and to speak against him, saying, as the gods of the nations of other lands have not delivered their people out of my hand, so shall not the God of Hezekiah deliver his people out of my hand. Then they cried with a loud voice in the Jews' speech unto the people of Jerusalem that were on the wall to affright them and to trouble them, that they might take the city. And they spake against the God of Jerusalem as against the gods of the people of the earth, which were the work of the hands of man." And so here we see that God's enemy, Satan, put somebody in place to speak against God's people to instill fear in the lives of God's people. Now we see that today. Satan has put people in place to, we have fear on every hand. I don't know if you've heard this yet, what's going to happen in December something or other, 2012. The world's going to come to the end. But it's just one thing after another. We have people that are terrorists that step on planes and try to instill fear in the hearts and lives of people. And every day, there's something new. It's almost like there's some kind of new stupidity coming out every day. It's like, you turn on the radio and you listen, like, what's the addition of stupidity going to be today? Something every day, but it's just to instill fear in the hearts of God's people, and not just God's people, all the world. But then there are also false prophets whose job it is to give a false peace to those in the world. I guess it kind of baffles me how Satan does this, but he puts people, he's got his minions over here working fear, and he's got some people over here trying to instill peace, trying to give a false peace. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 14, if you would. Jeremiah 14. Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 13, it says, "Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, the prophets say unto them, ye shall not see the sword, neither shall ye have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place. Then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination and a thing of naught and the deceit of their heart." And then turn over, if you would, Jeremiah chapter 23. Verse 16, Jeremiah 23, verse 16. "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. they say still unto them that despise me, the Lord has said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto every one that walketh at the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. So we see that even when God's wrath would be upon a people, that the prophets come forth and they say, peace. There's going to be peace. God said that there's going to be peace. And so we see that the world, they want to give a false sense of peace. I remember Brother Billy Mitchell, he said, before I got saved, Satan told me, you're okay. And after I got saved, he said, you're not okay. And that's just what Satan does. But God's peace is a perfect peace. When God proclaims peace, it is a perfect peace. It's a true peace. So we see it's perfect. We see it's also everlasting. He said that will keep him in perfect peace. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 14 tells us, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. No man can add to it, nor any man take away from it. Men do it, and God doeth it, that men should fear before him. Isaiah 45, verse 7, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace. And we know that what God makes will be forever. John 14, 27, peace I leave with you. My peace give I unto you, not as the world give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And I thank God that there's just a sweet peace that will last forever. You know, it's awesome to know that when I peel my head tonight, when the sun comes up in the morning, it's still going to be okay. And then when I go to bed tomorrow night, I can pillow my head knowing it's going to be okay. Amen. Isn't it awesome to know that no matter what you're going through, even the outcome of your situation may not be as you expected it to be. But if you're saved by the grace of God, there's a peace in your heart and you know it's going to be okay. And that peace will last forever. God's peace is available all the time. So we see it's perfect, it's everlasting, but God's peace is available all the time. He says, whose mind is stayed on thee. And I see this as, you know, when you just come and you center your heart and your mind on God, any time of day, God just gives you a sweet peace. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, with maintain mercy and grace to help in time of need. Yeah, and I thought about this as the year ended. You know, when year ended, a lot of times that's a time when we look back. And it's also a time when we look forward. But as I was looking back, I got to thinking about, you know, every time I failed him. Pastor said that I believe it's just Sunday, there's not a one of you that has not sinned willfully. Even those times when I sinned on purpose, there has not been a time that I came to him and he has turned me away. Amen. Never, amen, ever turned me away. I have always found mercy in God's presence. And there's something that is so awesome about that. To know that, right, even if I do it on purpose, right after, I can come. I'm not condoning sin. Don't let you. I'm not condoning sin. But we all sin willfully. And we can still come and bow at his feet. And he'll hug us up, and he'll love us, and he'll forgive us. And there's a sweet peace knowing. And as I look back, I said, never one time has he turned me away. And now I can look forward and say, it's available to me all the time. From this time forward, I can always go to him, no matter what. No matter what, God loves me, and God gives me that peace. Psalm 120. Turn to Psalm 120 if you would. Psalm 120. Read a few verses out of here. Psalm 120 says, verse 1, in my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Look at verse 6. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Here David is writing and he's saying, I've lived in a place where there's just no peace. I'm for peace, and those men are for war. And it's almost like he's saying, everywhere I look, there's no peace. But he says, I cried unto God. And isn't it awesome in a place, we live in a place that does not have peace. I believe you agree with me on that. And everybody around us is for war on this and that. But you know what? It's sweet to know that even in a place where there is no peace, we can find peace. Because he lives in us, and we cry unto him. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. So God's peace is perfect. God's peace is everlasting. God's peace is available all the time. And God's peace is Christ-centered. Because he trusteth in thee. That's what he says. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, it says, for he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was buried for our iniquities. He was bruised for our iniquities, excuse me. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. You see, Christ is where we get our peace. Matthew chapter 6, verse 50. Now, in Matthew chapter 6, we see the feeding of the 5,000. Excuse me. Mark chapter 6. We see the feeding of the 5,000. And after that, Christ constrained his disciples to go across. And the wind was contrary to them. And Christ was walking on the water toward them. And, man, they were afraid. They didn't know what to think. But as he spoke to them, he says, it is I. Be not afraid. You see, he said that because he's the centerpiece of peace. Christ is peace. And as he stepped on the ship, the Bible tells us that they consider not the miracle of the loaves because their heart is hardened. Now, you may be sitting here tonight, and you may be saved, but you may be going through something. You say, I just don't have peace in my life. You see, when we get our eyes off Christ and our heart gets hardened, we're not focusing on peace. We're not focusing on God. We don't have peace in our lives. And so there may be somebody here tonight that says, I just need to focus my eyes back on Christ. You may be in a situation you don't even know how you got there. But even in the midst of that, God can give you peace. I was reminded about the children of Israel as they made their exodus out of Egypt. And they went down into the wilderness and suddenly they came to a dead end. And as they sat there and they said, all right, Moses, you led us out here to die in the wilderness. Was there not enough graves in Egypt? And what they did, they didn't realize who led them to that place. That was God that led them out to that place. You see, if they would have just centered their eyes on God instead of Moses, they'd realize God led us here and God's going to get us out. If we keep our eyes on him, it doesn't matter where we go and where he leads us, we will have peace. Because peace is Christ-centered. And last of all, peace is for everybody. It says, whose mind is stayed on thee? I'm glad God is a whosoever will may come God. God will give peace to everybody. Now, God's peace is not available for you if you're not saved, but you get saved and you get his peace. So in other words, God's peace is available for everybody. And isn't that wonderful? Amen. He says, if you want peace in your life, Maybe there's somebody here saying, you know what, I just don't have that peace. You may be like Brother Mark said. He said, I just didn't have that tonight. He said, I just didn't have that deep, settled peace. You may have been coming through the doors of this church for years and sitting on these pews, and maybe you don't have peace in your heart. I believe there's somebody like that here tonight that doesn't have the peace of God in their heart. Maybe you've been playing around. Maybe you've just are putting on a good show. But God's peace is available to you tonight. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever will, whosoever believeth in Him, should not perish but have everlasting life." God's peace is available to you tonight. Thank God for that. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes and get ready for an invitation. Maybe you're saved here tonight and you just say, I don't have that peace of God ruling into my heart like I should. And you need to get your eyes back on Him and center your thoughts and mind and heart on Him. But then there may be somebody here tonight that has sat on a church pew time after time and heard the preaching of the Word of God. And you've just been playing like you're a Christian, but you don't have that peace. And I'm here to tell you that peace is available here for you tonight. And so I pray that you would come. Father, we thank You for Your blessings to us. We thank You for Your peace. God, we thank You for that peace that passes all understanding. God, we thank You that we can know that no matter what happens in this world in these last days, we can still have peace to know that everything will be okay. God, help us in this invitation. I believe there's somebody here tonight that needs peace in their heart over something. I pray, God, You'd help them here tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand, let's sing.